The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Rolien Marks, has it been a tough day in Israel today?
It has been a tough day. And before we get into Yom HaZikaron, because it is still for at least the next hour and a half or so, Yom HaZikaron, let's just take some news happening earlier today in Kfar Saba. A 62-year-old woman was stabbed, and she is in serious condition, by a terrorist who stabbed her multiple times very close to the mall in Kfar Saba. And commentators, including myself, are remarking on the fact that he wore, as per the health regulations, a face mask. He was shot and neutralized, and the victim, the 62-year-old woman, is currently in a serious condition in hospital.
Well, I don't know why I kind of entertained the fantasy for a moment that maybe things would be different, but clearly they won't be. Let's get to the issue at hand, Yom HaZikaron today, a very serious day in Israel, a very emotional day, a very difficult day for many people.
A very serious day, and we've just been reminded of the price that we pay. First of all, somebody who was almost a fatality victim of terror, because today we also commemorate, along with our fallen soldiers, the victims of terror, people who have fallen because for no other reason than they were Israeli, not just specifically Jewish, but Israeli, because we have had many Druze, many Arabs, Christians also amongst the fallen victims of terror. And also we are reminded why we have an army that stands ever vigilant to protect us from an enemy, be it COVID-19, which is what the Ramatkal alluded to last night in his extremely, extremely moving speech, or the enemies that threaten our destruction. But let's take a look at events as they have transpired since 8 o'clock last night. And it has been quite possibly the most moving Yom HaZikaron that I've experienced in 10 years of living in Israel. So at 8 o'clock, that siren, which, you know, there aren't enough words to describe how we feel. And therefore, a siren is the perfect iteration or expression of how we feel, both on Yom HaShoah and on Yom HaZikaron, that profound, profound sorrow and loss. And that siren wailed. And then we cut to the Kotel, where we have the annual tekes, the annual ceremony. And you and I were saying yesterday that perhaps this will be the most moving. And it really was. It took me a few minutes to get past the very, very eerie images of our IDF guard of honor, the president, the Ramatkal, who is our chief of staff, the various dignitaries there, Shai Abramson, the IDF chief, Chazan or Kenato, wearing their masks. It was a very stark reminder of the time that we are living in, and also the fact that that plaza was empty. Normally it is filled with dignitaries from the army, from the government, and of course what we call Mishpachot Shekulot, which are our bereaved families. A very, very difficult time for them, because this is, they don't need to be reminded every day of their loss. They live with it every moment of every day. But this is our day to truly embrace them. And when you speak to bereaved families, they really feel it on a day like today. They really feel that they are held by the nation just a little bit tighter, and we weren't able to do that. And President Rivlin, who we all love so much, alluding to that in his speech, saying we cannot look you in the eye and we cannot hug you. But whether we are in our rooms or in front of computers or on our balconies, we are there for you. And then Aviv Kochavi, our very, very elegant, very, very dignified IDF Ramatkal, chief of staff, speaking about the ever ready presence of the army, what we are there to do, protect this country from enemies, whether it be a micro or whether it be a terrorist. And then the moment which we all wait for, which is the Chazan Shai Abramson singing El Male Rachamim. And because that plaza was so empty, and because it's such a holy, holy site, those words had extra weight, had extra meaning last night. But for most of us, it was that moment where the host of the evening asked us before we conclude with Hatikva to all go onto our balconies and to all sing. And that is exactly what every one of us did, myself included. I don't know if I sang so much as sobbed through Hatikva. We stood on our balconies. We stood sentinel outside the entrances to our home. And as though, and even though we stood apart, we stood so strong, so proud, and so united as we sang Hatikva. And this morning again at 11 o'clock where we observe a 2-minute siren. Normally we would be in the cemeteries, we would be at the, with the families of the bereaved, we would be in our various municipal ceremonies. If they're not at the cemetery, then somewhere in our cities to stand guard, to stand sentinel. But all of us again were out on our balconies to stand there, to bow our heads. And what was very interesting was to hear, and I live in a very quiet neighborhood, was to hear again Shai Abramson's magnificent voice just echo through the neighborhood as he sang again, El Ma'ale Rachamim, God full of mercy.
Raleen, I watched the ceremony last night, quite jealous that of all of you there. I thought it must have been a remarkably special occasion to feel such unity, to have that feeling of togetherness. You are such a fractured society in so many ways, with so many disparate opinions, and yet last night it was so clear to me that you just stood united, and it was palpable.
Well, that's exactly it. We're a country of so many different kinds of paradox, religious and secular, different societies, different ethnicities, different political opinions, and we can argue so passionately and so vociferously, and you know, as they say, our national sport is the ability to criticize our government and also to debate. But there are certain occasions where we are absolutely united, and this is one of them. Yom HaShoah, where we remember our 6+ million heroes and martyrs. Yom HaZikaron, where we remember the tremendous price that we have paid in order for us to have a day like we will have tomorrow. Yom HaAtzmaut, Independence Day. And again, this nation, whether you are on the left or the right, with the few exceptions, of course, will come together because we know what we have, and we know that we live in a free country, a democratic country, where we do hold the space for us to have those incredible different kinds of diverse opinions, where we have these differences. And we know tomorrow what we have, and today we know what price we have paid for, in order for us to have what we will have tomorrow. And last week, we were reminded of what happens when we don't have a place of our own.